That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son. Star 99.9.
Yep, we only want to hear your good news right now. No bad news. Mm-hmm. I've got some good news that may turn into bad news, which I feel like is against the rules of this segment.
Oh, boy. Okay, what do you got?
So tomorrow kicks off my daughter's spring soccer, right?
Yeah.
So normally, my husband and I battle over who's going to be the coach, right?
It's been an ongoing discussion for the last 3 years.
Years we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. And usually my daughter will say, this time I want mommy to coach, or this time I want daddy to coach. Paul, my husband, Paul, is much more relaxed and good with children. I am like the maniac coach that thinks that we're all going to like FIFA and, you know,
right,
create.
Like you believe that if you drive the kids hard, they'll find their upper level.
Right. Like they're going to.
Gino Ariamo of the local Italian girls second and third grade soccer team.
Right. League. The Norwalk Junior Association Italian League second and third grade girls, right?
Okay.
So anyway, but this year we've done something different for spring soccer.
Yeah.
My husband is going to be the head coach.
Yeah.
And I will be his assistant coach.
How do you think you're going to do with that? Because I think he's good at people managing if you allow yourself to be managed.
I don't think this is, like, this may be the end of our marriage. I was into it at first because it gives me the opportunity that if I have work events that I don't have to be there because he's the head coach.
Right.
But now when I think about it, I go, what am I going to do when he starts making the wrong calls?
You got to look at it like this. Is like your job is to come in when called upon. When you're the assistant coach, you know, if he gives you a duty, that's one thing. Or, you know, you got to kind of bring it to him first. You just can't take over. So you got to wait. You got to pick your spots. You got to wait until he's like, yes, jump in here. I need you to do this. Then you can do it your way.
We'll see.
You got to be a tool in the shed. You see
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be a tool in the shed. Or,
yeah, let's be a tool in the shed.
You know, something, you know, a weapon okay. in the fight. You know, right. like, you know, you go when you're called upon.
All right, why don't you tell me something good? Because I'm starting to feel like that wasn't good at all. Yeah.
How about this? Last night, three former UConn Huskies were selected in the first round of the 2018 WNBA draft.
Oh, that's awesome news.
Right. You go from being a student to being a professional athlete and be getting paid for that and doing very well when you go out in the top 10, even in the WNBA. There's big money to be had up there at the beginning. And, you know, plenty of the champions. If you look at the WNBA over the last decade, obviously many of those girls come from the UConn program. But Gabby Williams was selected fourth from Chicago Sky. Azura Stevens was selected sixth from the Dallas Wings. And Kia Nurse was selected 10th by the New York Liberty. So
congratulations
that's
to all of them. That is great news.
Yeah.
Hey, Sienna and Raven, tell us something good.
I had eye surgery, and they told me I would never see out of my right eye, but I got 95% of my eyesight back.
You're like an eagle.
I can spot it now, and I can drive my race car.
95% would take me back to, like, I'm thinking, like, senior year high school. So you're way ahead of me. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, brother. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you so much. That is good news. If you want to share your good news, we always want to hear it. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Hey, tell us something good.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.